Kosmos. I think. And just a basic idea here that we say here that this is a dream of God, but then I'm a co-dreamer, or however you should say it. And that my contribution, so to speak, to this dream comes from my free will. We are there at the point where each and every one of us has independence and the freedom and free will. We want that, don't we? But it also means that well, we can create any destiny we prefer, good or bad, as it seems, and we learn from that too. So the point here of the creation story we're talking about is saying God is in the heart, Paramatma, Supersoul, and is there throughout this whole creation, making this creation, you know, upholding it, making it possible to exist at all. And we could say then, it's required for the bigger body of this cosmos, which we cannot create, of course. The objective reality, as it seems to us, outside of our control, well, that's the dream of God. And within this, we are dreaming. And what do I mean with dreaming? Well, we dream up things in our minds, we imagine, we plan, we draft, we, you know, our thoughts. I'm walking around during the day with thoughts coming here and there and in relation to different situations I face, but also in relation to the plans I have the future, which then are, of course, resting on and being created by my desires. So it's really my desire that uphold everything that I do and think. So what is then done by God and what is done by us, by me? Well, the mind I used to think with is part of this creation. It's not created by me. And the thoughts going on here, and then the body out there, are also not created by me. They are part of this creation. Coming, being upheld, going. But what I am doing, what really is what I am the doer of is my desires. My desire, I want this, I want to do that, I want to experience that. That is part of my free will. And of that, God does not interfere. Because if so, then we would be robots. And that's no fun for neither us nor Krishna. So that simultaneous oneness and difference between us and God is the great mystery. It's achintya, it's incomprehensible for us. And it is why this existence, this life, this creation is endlessly fascinating and mystical and magical, and ever new creations popping up here, whether they are paintings made by you or me and music and a new dance, or a story, or a poem, or a building. It's not linear. Big machinery, predictable. It's a continuous creation, also coming from us. We are part of creators also. And that's what this world is for, or is part of. This is the dream part of it. And behind it is the reality where we actually are. So that is the creation. It's going on to every moment. Every little desire there from the bottom of my soul somewhere, bottom of my mind, looming up into dreams and imaginations and desires and plans, and then whew, getting realized, that we call it. Rather getting modeled, painted, constructed in this fantastic, fascinating creation that we act in and create in, a part of creating. That's what this cosmos is. That's what this creation is. And that's what the relationship there is, the relation between the macrocosm and the microcosm, so to speak. This world, this cosmos, this existence around us is the body of God, containing all of us who live. Where we can act creatively in our bodies, with our minds, dreaming just as God is dreaming.